Blog Talk Radio.
I can only live my life one way.
we always prepare. I don't care if it's God's answer. The word of God will always prevail. Araba de Kepeya la Hata. Exilapia da Kota. Aluadia da Kota. A fruit is a fast. Every chain of temptation is broken by the authority in the name of Jesus. For he said this word, and healed them, and delivered them from all. Hola ba shala ba la tekeba. Erimana bosta daya daya no. I speak the word of God over you. I declare the word of God over every life here. Everyone online, I speak the word of God.
Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I want you to
to just, you know, put it on the comment section, I have a testimony. The technical team will reach out to you so that toward the end of this broadcast, we can have you live in the studio sharing your testimony. So just do that. Do that. You have a testimony of what God has done for you. I'd like you to put it on the comment section. I have a testimony. They will reach out to you and then they will bring you up, you know, toward the end of the broadcast to share your testimony live here in the studio. Right now, everyone, lift up your hands. Let's bless Jesus. We love you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. Yes, Lord. Every song of that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He is risen from the dead. Yes, Lord. Lift up your hands and call it Lord this morning. Every child, every song, confess that you are highly set up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are you to lift up your two hands. Lift up your two hands.
Oh, power is in your hands. As you die, oh, hello. There is no other God like you. I do not. Oh, power is in your hands. As you die, oh, hello, hello. There is no other God like you. As you die.
Yes, you will. It is the enforcement of your freedom and liberty. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of truth that is necessary for your freedom. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So God, give us the Holy Ghost so that we can be free from destruction. Because he opened up to us the heart of the Father. He shows us the will of God. See, I will teach you in the way which thou shalt go. He teaches us. He leads us. He guides us. Yes. This moment, I'd like you to receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says in John chapter 16, verse 13, he said, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come? He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He will show you things to come. All to glorify the Father. He is the Spirit of truth. I see the Spirit of truth released right now. Revelation. Understanding of the will of the Father. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of life. He is the Spirit of life. And look at the Kepayahatwa. John chapter 6, verse 63. The Bible says it is the Spirit that giveth life. The flesh profited nothing. He said, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of life. And when the Holy Ghost is on you, when the Holy Ghost is at work in you, whatever is called death, losing his power over you. It is not possible for you to have the Holy Ghost alive in you and deteriorate in your health. Because the Spirit of God is the Spirit of life. His assignment is to attack every step. His assignment is to attack anything that is against your wellness. Anything that is against your soundness. Whether soundness of mind, soundness of your spirit, or soundness of your physical body. You know what the scripture says? It says, in the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead, Christ in you. It says, he that raised Jesus from the dead, that will give your mother body. He will give life to your mother body. By the same spirit. Life to your body. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of life. I proclaim the Spirit of life upon everyone watching right now. The Spirit of life. The Spirit of life. The Spirit of life. The assignment of the Spirit of life is to arrest, every death. The Spirit of life is released. The Spirit of life is released. I don't care what the diagnosis is. Whether they call it cancer, or they call it arthritis, or they call it blood disease, or whatever. Remember, whatever it is. I cast it to the roof. By the power of the Spirit of life. Somebody praise the Holy Ghost. Praise the Holy Ghost. Praise the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost. Watch this. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of life. Go so far. You need to take your bed. Number three, the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of love. Aya, Oliva Kapa Ashutama. The greatest force in heaven and on earth, the force of love. Because God is love. Who is greater than our God? It means God. It means love is God. If God is love, love is God. And the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of love. Yes. is the Spirit of God. This is his health can fail. This is his health can fail. But love never fails. I'd like to say this to somebody here this day. One of the passion of God is for lovers. God is looking for lovers. God is looking for lovers. I mean, those who love him with all of their heart, with all of their spirit, with all of their soul. What God is looking for is love from you. The reason is because he gave you love. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He gave you love. He is seeking your response back. Your love response. If you want to see the glory of God, you want to see the power of God, you want to see the reality of God at work in there, then you need to come to the place of love. Love for God and love for people. Love for God. Love for God. And I want you to understand that the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of love. He is the Spirit of love. He is the Spirit of love. The scripture says, and hope maketh not ashamed. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. He said, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God, and he helps us to love the Father. He imparts in our heart love for God and love for people. Love for God. Let me just say this very quickly before we run. Your love for God is confirmed by your love for men. It is not possible for you to love God effectively and sincerely without loving men. Your love for God is confirmed by your love for men. Because the people you see around you, they are the God that you're looking for. Jesus said, in the last day, some will come to me and say, in my name we heal the sick, we raise the dead, and do all manner of miracles. And you tell them, I know you not. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And then they will come up with their challenge. They look, Lord, I mean, we need all these miracles in your name. And they say, well, I was sick, you didn't visit me. I was hungry, you didn't feed me. And as long as you didn't eat to this piece of my brethren, you have not done it to me. What Jesus is saying, whatever you do to your brother that you see, you are doing it to me. When he appeared to Saul, he didn't say, why persecuted thou my church? He said, why persecuted thou me? On his way to Damascus, Paul, who was Saul, encountered God. So your love for God is confirmed by your love for people. And God is love. And the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. Will you lift up your hands and receive the Spirit of God? We want to pour out our love to God in this service today. The Holy Ghost moves in the Spirit of love. Miracles happen when there is love, when there is compassion, when there is sincere passion and interest for others. The Bible says, for ye, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. It says, keep yourself in the love of God. So when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you keep yourself, you establish yourself in the love of God. And then lastly for this moment, the Holy Ghost is the helper of men. That is one of his major ministries, to help. You see, God does not just give instruction and walk away. When he asks you to do something, he releases the Holy Ghost. The word of God is spirit. So he releases the Holy Ghost. The reason why people struggle to obey God's word is because they receive our helper. He's trying, he helps us to do everything, and everything. All of this, you know, the passage of the Spirit is available for you and available for us right here in this moment. As we pour out our love to Him, I'd like you to receive the Spirit of truth. Receive the Spirit of life. Receive the Spirit of love. And receive the help of God. Receive the help of God. I'll be in the Spirit, helmet I am. For we know not how to. For the Spirit itself maketh it a station for us. With groaning that cannot be done. Romans chapter 8:22. He helps us to pray. He helps us to say to God what we can say to Him in our own understanding. Lift up your hands and worship. Worship Him. Worship Him. I'd like you to respond to the love of God. Respond to the love of God. You are all I want. You are the one I long for. My heart is that it will love you more than more. Hey. You are all I want. You are the one I long for. Usha. My heart desires to love you more and more. Oh, fill my heart with love. Usha. Love, oh love for you. Let the fire of your passion burn in me. Jesus, fill my heart with love. Love, oh, love for you. Let the fire of your passion burn in me. You are all I want. You are all I long for.
Good morning.
Father, we thank you. We thank you this morning, oh God, for pouring fresh love into our hearts this morning for you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, you said that you would know that we love you when we love our brothers and sisters. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for elevating us into that realm of spiritual love. Lord,
yes,
we ask this morning that you would continue to pour on us as we endeavor to step into 2022, Lord. Let us not go into 2022 with the old weight of 2021. But Lord, give us that fresh anointing, oh God, that would take us to a higher dimension in you. Father, we pray for the word that's about to come forth today that you have already poured in your daughter's heart. Lord, you said out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth proceedeth, Lord. Let us speak what's in our heart, O God. And Father, we ask you to set, O God, the four corners of the earth right now as the angels hold back the wing. Lord, allow them to take up this word and take it to the north, the south, the east, and the west. And Father, let it cut, O God, and heal at the same time, Lord Jesus. Lord, let the word be sharper than a two-edged sword this morning. And Father, we'll be so careful, O God, as you anoint her eyes and her ears and her lips of clay that she might see and hear and speak that which says the Lord. None of her, but all of you, Lord. As she decreased, Father, we pray that you would increase. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Come on in, Apostle. Let the Lord use you.
Praise
come on
the Lord.
In.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We thank the Lord for this day, another day that the Lord has spared us to see. Amen. We won't see it no more. But I thank and praise God for his spirit that's dwelling in my body. Hallelujah. And I give honor to our overseer, Apostle Callender, and his wife, Nancy Callender, to our overseer, to our Apostle Linda Washington, and our Bishop Jane Washington, and Deacon. I praise God for Deacon this morning. I praise God for Mother Grant this morning. Praise God for Apostle Stewart this morning. Wherever they may be, I ask God to keep them covered with his precious blood and meet every need that they stand in need of, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I thank God again for another opportunity to bring his word. I praise God for blessing my life. Amen. We almost out of 2021, but realizing somebody ain't going to make it to 2022. But I do want to praise him right now. Hallelujah. While my blood that he has put into my veins. Hallelujah. I want to praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, I just magnify him. Hallelujah. Because he's been so good to me. Hallelujah. And you know, when we use the word God so good, so many people say, oh, you mean tell me you ain't had a hard time? Oh, yes. Hallelujah. But still, when I get to the Lord in my spirit, all I have to do is call up on his name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's just like when you get empty off of gas and you go to a service station and get some more gas. Hallelujah. Then the car will go. Hallelujah. When I get low in my spirit, man, I call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And he renewed me. He renewed me with that quickened spirit. He's fresh. He anointed me afresh. I can go home. I can go further. Thank you, Jesus. Even if I look back at the Lord yesterday, how did I make it? Oh, it wasn't me, but it was the one that lived on inside of me. Hallelujah. And I give him praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank him. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank you, praise God again for our overseer, Pastor Callender. We were just returning back last night. Apostle Leonard asked me. And I was saying, I hesitate a little bit. But because I hesitate, I don't mean that I won't do it. You know, because I'm saying in my mind, oh, God, give me. But I don't speak it out loud. Give me. I told God, wait 1 minute. I came in here, got my Bible. Now I'm turning. I said, God, give me. And I told her, I said, I called her back. So as I was turning the pages in my Bible, you know, I feel like God always let your eyes hit what he wants you to speak. And my eyes hit on Romans 8. I said, okay. And I called her back. But praise God for Jesus. You know, I tell God all the time, you know, he told me to do it. I'm willing to do it. Hallelujah. I asked God, I said, now, I don't know it all, but I said, as I open my mouth, you do the speaking. Hallelujah. And because you call me, you do the speaking. Hallelujah. But as I go forward, I'm asking God that whosoever that hears the word today that don't know him, ask God to truly come in their life. Because if we live, 2022 be up on us before we knew it. And let's start off with a new, fresh mind, giving God everything due to his name, because truly he's been good to us throughout the years. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to start reading Romans, the 8th chapter, praise God, as the Holy Spirit lead me, and the first verse. Amen. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There is now no condemnation to them who walk not. He said, don't walk in the flesh now, but walk after the Spirit. And I'm going to use for my subject life in the Spirit, because there is life in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Life in the Spirit. And we know the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Because he said they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. When he comes into our life, when he brings that life, hallelujah, down on the inside of us, hallelujah, it brings forth a change in your life. Hallelujah. Things you used to do, you don't have a desire to do anymore. I'm talking about, hallelujah, life in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We walk around life in the Spirit. We are life. Hallelujah. But he let us know, Paul will let us know, that you walk in the flesh, hallelujah, that flesh is profit you nothing. That flesh is a deadly thing. That flesh will keep you from getting to what God has said that you can get. And you can get victorious through his word. Hallelujah. You don't walk after that flesh, but you walk after the Spirit. Hallelujah. And if we walk after that Spirit, we'll have faith in Jesus, what he did up on the cross. And you might think, why does one talk about the cross all the time? Because I know, hallelujah, there is no other way. There's no other way that man can get victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what he did on the cross for us. Hallelujah. I praise him. Hallelujah. Because he didn't have to go. I know, yes. He told his father, he said, I go down. He said, prepare me a body. He said, I'll go down and redeem them. Hallelujah. I return them back to you. Hallelujah. Because they all into one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you know the story, those that know the word of God. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad that he loved us so much. He sent his son down here. Hallelujah. To bring us back to the Father. Hallelujah. And that's why when you receive him, we'll have his spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, walking in a newness of life. Hallelujah. The old man been crucified. Hallelujah. And I praise God for that. Thank you, Jesus. When I think about it, there is no condemnation in me. Hallelujah. People always want to throw something from your past. I remember this and I remember that. Hallelujah. But I tell them, the old military. Well, I always said the little thing I did. But the little thing I did, if I wouldn't have got saved, I would have went to hell. But I didn't live no worth life. I can give God the praise for that. And, you know, compare my life to some. I'll be talking to me, I'll be talking to them. But no, if I wouldn't have gave God the fullness of my heart, I would have lifted my eyes in that place called hell. Hallelujah. Eternity in hell. Hallelujah. But he loved me so much. He let me know. Hallelujah. You got to go further. You got to go further because I minister to you. You got to go further. You can't stop right there. It's more in order for you to get. And I kept seeking, until I began to get the true word from two people that were living the word, and they were preaching the word. Hallelujah. Somebody that fell in love with Jesus, and somebody was telling me, hallelujah, hallelujah, that Jesus loved me because I felt so unloved. Hallelujah. And it brought joy in my heart to hear that he loved me. Then I began to search the scriptures. Hallelujah. And I found out he loved me so much. Hey, then he laid his life down for me. So when you fill me, hallelujah, with the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, with the evidence of speaking and tongue at the Spirit, give me others. Oh, this word of God is so good. People don't want to talk about that tongue. Hey, they don't want to talk about a spiritual life. They want to be left alone because they say, I'm all right the way I am. But he told us, hallelujah, he called us. And he put his word in our heart. God is what they don't want to hear or not. We got to tell it. Hallelujah, we got to put it out there where his word can be heard. And then if they don't receive it, woe be unto them. Hallelujah. Their blood will not be on our hands. Hallelujah. So many people in the church house today, they give the congregation a little word. Just to try to make them live good. Because they're afraid to, if I tell it like it is, they're going to walk out. They don't realize the blood of those people is on their hands. Oh, glory be to God. They live in a lifestyle of luxury now. Hey, they ain't thinking about the blood going to be on their hands. And I don't want nobody's blood to be on my hands. Hallelujah. That's why so many times I get around folks, hallelujah, and I started talking about Jesus. Sometimes people tell me, don't do that. You ain't saying me, so you don't tell me what to do. I got to do what I feel the spirit on the inside and leading me to do. And I'm still going to talk about Jesus because that might be my only time ever meeting these people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I meet people on the strange people in the store, and I just start in a conversation because that's what it's all about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But the Bible went on singing and talking about, now, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ. Hallelujah. Because the old man been crucified. Hallelujah. Hey, the old man. Hallelujah. He took all them sins and he cast me to the lake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, I tell people so many times, when I be ministering to them, they be saying, well, you know, so-and-so say, they memorize you to drink. I mean, they be women drink like men, whatever, and do everything like men. I said, don't worry about that. I supposed to tell them, you talking about old so-and-so? I said, old so-and-so is in the lake. Who you looking at now? It's new. I am new. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the second verse, he said, for the law of the Spirit, in Christ Jesus, has made me free for the law of sin and death. You know, before Jesus came, you know, they lived under law. And those that know the word of God, because Jesus came and Jesus brought us grace, we're no longer up under the law. He said, but what the law couldn't I do? He sent his son. Hallelujah. Oh, I'll get to that in a minute. How the law couldn't do things that we need to be done. And that's why Jesus came. Hallelujah. He said, I didn't come to destroy the law of the prophet, but I came that to fulfill it. I came to make it more plain. Hallelujah. That men can live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because back then they had some hard laws. But Jesus came and straightened that crooked road up. Hallelujah. Same way he would do in your life today. Hallelujah. Some people say, well, I'm doing this, not doing that. But, you know, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Well, you love Jesus, just continue to pray, Lord, Lord, you know what I'm doing. Oh, I put it at your feet. Help me, Jesus. And you keep on and you be sincere. I tell you, we guarantee, according to the word of God, God will come in. God will change that appetite. And I'm going to use an appetite, whatever that habit may be. He will take it from you. Hallelujah. He'll give you a new appetite, which is in the word of God. Hallelujah. Where you can find your deliverance. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Where you find out you got victory. Hallelujah. Because what he did on the cross. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If there is life in Jesus, there is life in Jesus, had made me free from the law of sin and death. Mm-hmm. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He made me free from the law of sin and death. And we couldn't get it no other way than the faith in Christ. And if you don't get it, faith in Christ, your life is doomed. Your life is doomed. I said you're living a failure. You're a failure in life. When he had put it out there, all we have to do is receive it. Just receive it. He said, the third verse says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak, through the flesh. Through the flesh, the law was weak. The law was nothing. Because you know that spirit of God's overpowered than that flesh anytime. Praise God. He said, God sent his only son. He helped us. His only son helped us. He helped us to receive what he said. To help us to realize he sent his son. Hallelujah. Because the flesh was too weak. I don't care how a person tried to live. They live an improper life. He said the Holy Spirit will not in any uncapable way be able to destroy that sinful flesh unless a person receives Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Because ain't nobody going to come against him. I used the word come and cross him and what he said. A man is helpless. His condition is he helpless. To save himself, he's unable to save himself. But we had a Savior that came in likeness of sinful flesh. Mean Christ in his human, he had to come in the form of a human. Hallelujah. Appearing to the flesh as a characteristic by sin. But he was not sinless, okay? But yet sinless. For sin, amen, condemned sin in the flesh. He came to condemn that sin. Hallelujah. So if Jesus came to condemn that sin, you need to ask yourself that you say, I love Jesus, and I know I'm living for Jesus, and I go to church all the time. But then you need to ask yourself a question. Huh? He said to condemn sin. If he came to condemn sin in my flesh, why am I here doing? Continue to do something. Do something that I know is not God. Or you'll steal yourself away from that. And you're saying, oh, it's all right. And you're saying, God don't care about me doing this as long as I go to church and hear the word and pay my duties. But see, I ain't found that in scripture. I found that coming through means in some women's mouth. But that's not the word what Jesus said, huh? He said he came to condemn sin in the flesh. He said that the righteousness of law might be fulfilled in us. He came to fulfill the righteousness of law. Hallelujah. He said, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. See, there's so many still walking after the flesh. But they sing, they're in the spirit. No, you can't not be. You cannot be. Hallelujah. Either you're gonna walk in the flesh or you're gonna walk in the spirit. Amen, amen. And he's talking about, I love to see where he said, but after the spirit. For after the spirit, the things come from God to us. Things where we meet. Wisdom, knowledge, healing. Prosperity through the Spirit of God. Whatever we need gonna come through because what he did upon the cross. I don't care how men try to change it. But I know what the Word of God says. All this came because what he did upon the cross. In the Holy Spirit, we are worth mighty men. If men just present themselves, hallelujah, present their life, walking upright, God will clean them up and make them walk them upright. He said, thank you, Jesus. He said, bring a box the fruit of the Spirit. When we give God our life, we will bring forth spiritual fruits. We will, and we when we say I'm spiritual, I'm letting you know I'm a fruit bearer because I am going to minister the word. Hallelujah. I am a fruit. God made me a fruit, fruit of the Spirit. And I'm going to show, oh, hallelujah, people that God is love. Hallelujah. God is meekness. God is long-suffering. God is joy. And so many people going around. They turn everything around. Oh, everything is sad. Oh, God want me to suffer. God don't want me to suffer. God love me. He don't want me to suffer. Now, you need to go somewhere to get. Well, get in the Word of God. He's a long-suffering God. Hallelujah. He suffered for us. Hallelujah. So he said, arm yourself likewise. Oh, we think everything's supposed to be sunshine every day. No, no, no. You want to go through some storm. You got to go through some rain. Hallelujah. Through some cold, cold days. But one thing about it, that if we walk after this spirit, after he'll bring us through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, for they who are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. That means they're going to continue to do things of the flesh. They're going to continue to do worldly things, anything, everything, after from faith. After from faith. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, faith without work is dead. So you might have work and don't have no faith. It ain't no good. Hallelujah. Let you know you got to have godly faith. Hallelujah. Spiritual faith in God. He said, but they who are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, so we're going to do what? We're going to do things of righteousness. Because the Bible said we can seek those things above. Amen. We got to have a mind set on things above. Do things of the Word of God. Say, we're going to show people love because he was all about love. We're going to say a word of encouragement to somebody got a bowed down head, a broken heart. Hallelujah. We're going to stand in prayer and intercede for people. We're going to help people along the way. Hallelujah. So many people know somebody hungry. well, I'm going to pray for you. Man, I get so sick and tired of that. Go in your pocketbook. Go in your billfold. Hallelujah. I even go further than that. If you ain't got nothing, go somewhere and borrow something to help somebody. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray. People have been no hungry probably all day. When you're talking, walking in the spirit, you're going to do things of God. When God came and the mother came with God, God knew those people was home. My God, my God. And he began to tell his disciples, go, hallelujah. He said, you have me to meet them. He said, by the word, these people got to be fed. The multitude here. They begin to look around, Lord. In other words, it's a distance from where I can get me there and see all these people. Jesus said, I can't send away hungry because they're going to fast on the way. Sometimes you get so hungry, you'll fall out. I can talk about myself because I never was a big eater. And like, I don't eat nothing now, but I need to, no joke for me. But I will allow myself to go hungry until I just fall out. My mama told me once to never do it. Why? I mean, I had food in the kitchen. I just didn't want to eat and get overweight. I just didn't want to as a teenager coming up. But when I ate, it didn't take much to same way today. It don't take much. I can eat a sandwich, drink some juice, I'm okay. 2 and 3 hours. But I know my body needs more nourishment and that stuff. You know, I'm doing better as we approach the new year. Amen. But I'm seeing a lot of people come to seeing people need help. They ain't going to help you. I'm going to pray. God will bless you. Why don't you bless him? He put you. He ain't going to come down and do nothing. He already put men on earth, and he used men to do the need that he said. Amen. He said, you feed those that are hungry. You clothe those that are naked. You visit those that are sick. You help people that need help. Don't go talking about, I'm going to pray that Jesus send you something. Sometimes you got $100 in your pocket. Go and buy them people some meal. Let them know you got the love of God in your heart. Amen. Because somebody looking to try to find somebody we love. People have been talking about love from generation to generation. And some people stand back to, well, I ain't seen no love. Because if they had love, all these hungry folks on the street and these people passing by and got money. People got money, lose your hope. I don't know how to do this here. Y'all hold on a minute if you can hear me. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, can y'all hear me? Hello? Hello?
I hear you.
Okay, I just want to know. There was another number came through her phone, okay? And I don't know how to operate. But anyway, what I was saying was, you help people. You show people love. Amen? Show people love. Because God is love. Amen? Live a spiritual life. I'm talking about a spiritual life. Life in the spirit. We got life in the spirit. And we know the spirit is God. Amen? Spiritual mind. When you have a spiritual mind, you have peace. You have life as a peace. You won't be tormented with all these things going on in the world because you think, you know, this don't mean nothing to you. All you do pray and keep on going. He said, because the carnal mind is an enemy against God. They're an enemy. Everything God stands for, they try to cut it down, but they won't be able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because what he did in the cross, he's going to stand forever. Hallelujah. And he said, well, it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. You can't put them together. You can't put that flesh, I tell you, that flesh and that spirit together. Cause that spirit gonna, amen. Cause that spirit destroy sin in the flesh. Amen. Okay, the eighth verse says, so they that are in the flesh cannot please God. I'm saying, if you still living a sinful life, you can't please God. You may think you do. You may be doing a lot of great things in the church. And people do. I have known to work good in the church. Yes. So somebody would say, oh, sister so-and-so. Oh, she do this, and she decorate the church, and she, oh, she cook. But is God pleased with that? You do something that the Holy Spirit will be pleased with, not so you can get reputation from men. Huh? It's all right to do things, don't get me wrong. It's all right to do things in the church. It's all right to keep the church clean. But you need to have that spiritual mind. I want to do what the Holy Spirit is directing. Now, going back, if the Holy Spirit would tell you, keep the Lord's house clean. But now, he's going to tell you more than keep the Lord's house clean, because you can keep the Lord's house clean and walk out there, and there's somebody on the street hungry. Mm-hmm. And you're going to pass by them. Because I just got to do my church, and oh, I'm so tired. Wait a minute. I said, the other spirit. It got people twisted in mind. I'm talking about that other spirit. I'm talking about that spirit of the flesh. Because that spirit of the spirit, it would tell you, that's a person out there hungry. Mm. Don't you think that person deserves food? Like the one in the house? See, people got so messed up today because people done let other people say things and get in their mind. Hallelujah. But the Bible said he's in the mind of Christ. He didn't give us that mind of the devil. Hallelujah. He came that we may have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. He said, but you are not after the flesh, but you after the spirit. So since you after the spirit of God, you're going to go around doing good things to people, for people. Amen. You might be one and say, well, Lord, I ain't got nothing. You got a mouth. You can talk. You can pray. Because one thing about it is, I said, prayer changes things. You can pray. Lord, God knows everything about everybody. Amen. You might be just barely making it yourself. But you listen to the Holy Spirit. Do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. Hallelujah. You will see a change coming. Hallelujah. And a change will come. But you be obedient, praying for the lost souls all over the world. Don't pray just for your family. Don't pray just for your church. When the Bible said when Jesus died, he died for the entire every person in the world. The whole world, entirety of the whole world. So when I pray for God to save people in the entire world, all over the world, entirety. Come in and don't know him as Lord and Savior. Because it's so important. I say it's so important that you know him. Hallelujah. A lot of people taking it for granted. They taking it for granted. They said, don't take all of that. It don't take all of that. You know, I'm so tired of these folks going around here and talking about some Holy Ghost and talking about the tongue talking. I don't want to hear that now. Well, listen. You confess that you know it. So you need to check your own self. Huh? Because if the Bible says if you confess you know it, the one that's doing it, they are in order with the word. If their life is in order with Christ. And if you go around and be pretenders, hey, You can't be a pretender living a fake life forever because everything in darkness, the Lord said he's going to bring it to the light. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why God gave his children the journey of the spirit. Amen. because there's a lot of people going around here, I got Jesus and I can do this. You can't do nothing. You can't do nothing, no more than he allows you to do. He said, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwelleth in you. The Bible said, if he dwelleth in you. Mm-hmm. You just make sure God's spirit is dwelling in you. Are you truly saved? You need to ask yourself, Lord, am I truly saved? Because I read in your Bible, you say you don't dwell in no unclean place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You didn't say you wouldn't come there and visit. Why? But you say, I don't dwell. Hallelujah. He said, thank you, Jesus. He said, now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of you. Let you know, too, you walk around a dead man bone. You ain't been born again. Some of them profess I've been born again. Mm-hmm. I came in the church and I felt the spirit. I can't tell you didn't feel the spirit or not. Hey, but more than feeling the spirit. Mm-hmm. Hey. Get in the word. I study the word. Hallelujah. Let that word become a part of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got to talk the word. I mean, don't get fooled yourself. Don't get fooled yourself. Connect. And ain't get nothing out to nobody else. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, the Bible talks about that. It talks about that. But we want to keep our feet in that straight and narrow way. Because we are trying to work out our own soul salvation. We're going to give you the word as the Holy Spirit will give it to us. And once we're going to do that, hallelujah. And that song say, I can read my title clear. My God, I know according to his word, I got a mansion in the sky, as they said. But you can read your title clear. God ain't here back, nothing. I gave your peoples what you gave me. Whether they lost it or not, it ain't for me to say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because if you don't have God's spirit, God don't know you. Mm-mm. You can work all you want to work. Mm. If you don't recognize what he did on that cross. Hallelujah. If you don't recognize him, you don't recognize that's the only way men can truly be saved except what he did. On the cross of Calvary and his resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some still think he's still dead. He died once. He not died no more. So when men come to God, truly come to God, they die out of their sins and they have to die no more. But when time comes, sometimes you will go off to sleep. Hallelujah. And soon they're going to go off to sleep. The Bible said they will be changed at the trumpet sound. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But if you have to go by grace, you go sleeping. And at the resurrection, you're going to come back and bear glory. Hallelujah. The Bible said we will be changed in a moment or quicken an eye. Hallelujah. See, people need to stop praying because the way you leave him, the way you're going to get up, you can't leave him there and get up and say, hallelujah. It's too late. It's too late. It's too late. Because hallelujah. Now, some of the preachers began to try to dress it up. You know, I have went to funerals down through the years and knowing some people. And we ain't trying to judge nobody, but you can see something, huh? Something that you see, you ain't got to judge, huh? Mm-hmm. Something that you see, you ain't got to judge. Hallelujah. I see a red car. I ain't got to judge and say, that car is red, because I see it red. And the preachers get up there and you're preaching, you know, try to make the family feel good. But if you just sit there and preach the word, mm-hmm. Because that person that's there, they live, they life. And when I say about that, whatever life you live on earth, and you didn't get no forgiveness, it's the life you have, a sense of life. And the Bible said, all sin. All unrighteous sin. And we know the sin was cast into the lake of fire. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. So now they give themselves, I'm going to preach. I'm going to preach to those of you that's right. Preach to the one there and hear. Let them know. Time is running out. Let them know it's so important to search your heart daily. Father, anything in my life that you're not pleased with, show me, God. Show me. He revealed to you. He said, the 10th verse said, if any and if Christ be in you, your body is dead because of his life. Your body. We become a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. We became a living sacrifice to God. Hallelujah. The body is dead because of sin. But the spirit of life became righteousness. Hallelujah through Christ Jesus. And that's what we praise God, Christ Jesus, because we got a righteous life. We got a spiritual life. Amen. We want to do the right thing. Hallelujah. We do all that is in our knowledge to do right for mankind. Amen. And if perhaps we have said something on the way to hurt somebody, we, because we got God's spirit, we don't mind. Said, I am sorry. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. I overlooked you. Please forgive me. I didn't come to overlook no one because my failure didn't overlook me. Please forgive me. And you said it from your heart. Because some people make people feel that you're overlooking them. Well, you know, sometimes people call your name. But to me, I'm afraid you may call my name. But some people say, because you ain't call my name, you're looking over me. You know, I know God ain't looking over me. Hallelujah. My God. He seen me coming a long time ago. He seen me coming. So he ain't looked over me. So he ain't looked over nobody. Hallelujah. He made it possible that every man can come. If you want to come, you can come. Hallelujah. He said, the dead dwelling, let me go back and read the whole verse. He said, but if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, he who raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mind to life. Give you power, hallelujah, power. You can live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. He said, by his spirit, who dwells in you. You can do it by the spirit, hallelujah. We have the same power through the spirit that raised Christ up. That we let us know. That same power that raised him up from the dead, he dwells in you, hallelujah. He dwells in your heart today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the 12th verse says, therefore, brethren, we are better not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. No, God, no. We ain't got to live after the flesh no more. I don't owe that flesh nothing. For if we live after the flesh, we shall die. Through the spirit to modify the deeds of the body, which the deeds were modified through the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. You shall live. We shall walk in victory. Once we again, even at the risk of every repetition that the devil comes throw your face, I said, we shall walk in a newness of life. Why? Because the Spirit of God dwelleth in us. because we know according to the word, the old deeds was done away with. He modified that thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, what he did when he went to the cross. And that's why I love to talk about he, the cross is the offer of my faith. Mm-hmm. And the cross, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He, when he did that, he made a way for everything that he said man can have. And we just keep our eyes on what he did at the cross when he shed his blood. Hallelujah. He said, because if without the shedding of his blood, time, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. That's the only way men can get rid of their sin. You got to accept Jesus. Hallelujah. And his blood sacrifice. Hallelujah. He said, for as men are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. If we are being led by God, we are his. Other words, we are his. We belong to him. Hallelujah. He said, for you have not received the spirit of bondage against fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We receive that spirit. Hallelujah. When things don't go right in our life, we can cry, Abba, Father. Sometimes we pray. We can't pray like we want to pray. Oh, glory be to God. It's in your heart, but it just won't come out. Hallelujah. The Bible said we can cry, Abba, Father. Mm-hmm. Which is hallelujah. Hallelujah. Done because of Jesus Christ. He said the spirit itself bear witness with our spirit. I'm so glad God's spirit bear witness with our spirit. My God, and those that truly been born of God, y'all know when God's spirit bear witness with your spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we are the children of God. Thank you, Jesus. Because let me tell you one thing. When you get down somebody that is spirit, hallelujah, God's spirit is going to quicken your body. My God, my God. And I'm so glad that God quickened our mortal body. Hallelujah. He said, and if children, then we are heirs of Christ, of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. He said, so be that we suffer with him. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about that suffering 3 minutes ago. You suffer. You got to suffer with him, and he suffered. That we may be also glorified together. He said, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to become compared to his glory. You can't compare it to his glory. Because the Bible said, because neither eyes have seen, nor our ears have heard. That have entered into the hearts of man, what he got for us. I mean, yeah, we're going to suffer through some things, but kind of. And when we see our Jesus, we're going to say, well, while I was suffering. Amen. He said, which shall be revealed unto us. God going to reveal it in the coming, when he comes. Hallelujah. Back on that cloud. When he comes back down here, our glory will be. Hallelujah. We will have the glory of God within us. Hallelujah. He said, for the earthly expectation of the creature, wait for the manifestation of the Son of God. Hallelujah. We are God's Son. He's waiting. Hallelujah. He said, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing. He said, but by reason of him who had subject the same in hope. And we know he's talking about, you know, he went back. He can go back all through the word of God from the beginning until now. But we do have hope in Christ. We have hope in Christ because the creator, the creature itself also shall be delivered. He was delivered. He delivered. Mm-hmm. He was delivered when he went to the cross. But the bondage and the correction unto the glory liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaned and prevailed in pain together until now. We are those that really in God, they're going through. Or they're prevailing. They're crying out. They are in pain as a woman in getting labor. Pain. And we asking God, Lord, the things that we ask God to do within our life. Things that we can do to help somebody else. You're prevailing in pain. He said, and now, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves. Yes, we groan in ourselves. Hallelujah. Waiting for the adoption. Hallelujah. We've been adopted in God's family. Unto the family of God. It's guaranteed adopted. He adopted us. Hallelujah. The old folks used to say, when he wrote my name on high. Hallelujah. He wrote my name on high. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are adopted. Hallelujah. We're no longer ourselves because we've been bought with a price. And that price was the blood he shed up on the cross. Hallelujah. And the 24 verse saying, for we are saved by hope. But hope, that which is not hope, that which seen is not hope. Hope that's not seen is something, obtained is something. You said you got hope. Hope is not seen. Hope that is not seen. Then come on down here and say, for what is man to see? Why should he get hope for it? If you see that you don't, why you going to hope for it? If you already see it, you can get it. It is possible for you to move, but you see it. He said, but if we hope for that which we see not, and our faith come in there, when we pray, we believe. By faith that you shall see. My God, look what he said. Then do we patiently wait for it? When you ask God for something, do you wait for it? You don't see it. You don't wait patient for it. Hallelujah. He said, likewise, the Spirit. Come the Holy Spirit also help our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray as we ought. I was saying something about that 3 minutes ago. Oh, glory be to God. But the Spirit itself, it make an intercession for us. Thank you, Jesus. We're groaning which cannot be. Hallelujah. We're growing that we cannot utter. Hallelujah. Okay, yes, Holy Spirit is something else. Hi, glory. The Holy Spirit let our Father know what's in our heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you got so much, your heart can't pray that you want to pray. Hallelujah. The heart cannot probably be put into words. That's in your heart. You can't get it out. Hallelujah. You want to get it out. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just try to say Jesus. Hallelujah. But the Holy Spirit make an intercession. My God, I'm so glad we got the Holy Spirit. And he said, he who searches the heart, it's the Father, God. He searches the heart. He knows what the mind of the Spirit. Because he make an intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And I'm so glad to know that he searched our heart. I'm so glad to know that he knows the spirit of our man. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to know he make an intercession. He intercede for the saints according to the will of God. God will for our life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the 28th verse says, For we know that all things work together for good to them which, to them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You know, for a long time, I questioned God about the scripture. Now, people, you don't bother questions, God. You don't bother questions. Well, you might feel that way. He told me wherever I asked Father your name, he knew I didn't have the understanding. So, through by and by, he gave me understanding to this year. All things do work together for good. It might don't seem good for you, but he according to his purpose, whatever the purpose that he got for you. Amen. Amen. Whatever the purpose and the will God got for you, he said, we know that all things work together for good to them who love God. You love God in your heart. It's going to work out for your best. To them which are calling according to his purpose. Now, when God has called you according to his purpose, yeah, things ain't going to go right. Hey, you have to cry many days. You have to walk the floor many nights. Today, but God called you, hey, then we'll work together for your good. When God gets through with that thing, it's going to work together for your good. Hallelujah. You can't see it now, but you'll see it later. He said, for whom he, I'm talking about God, he did for known, he also did predestined unto be conformed to the image of his son. He predestinated us to become to the image of his son. That was his plan. That was Jesus' plan. Hallelujah. A God plan for us. Amen. But God, you know God is Jesus the same. That he might be the firstborn among the brothers. Father, the salvation plan. And I'm so glad he was the father of salvation plan for us. He said, moreover, whom he, God, did predestine, or where he performed his, from his image of his son, then he also called. Without that call, men cannot be saved. I'm so glad that he called us, that he gave us opportunity to be saved. If he wouldn't call us, we couldn't be saved. According to the word, he said, many refused the calling. It's called the calling of God. It's a background section in Proverbs, verse chapter in Proverbs 24:33. And who he called unto, he also justified. And whom he justified them, he also glorified. And when I'm so glad to know all this took place at the cross. All this takes place if we believe in our heart what he did on the cross in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My God. We see justification is guaranteed it will be done. He said, what shall then say to those things? What shall we then say to those things? If God be for us, he can be against us. You know, look at that. Lord, this one against me, that one against me. But you worry about who against you. But you worry about it. Long as you know God is for you. Long as you know God is for you. Get off the line. Get off the line. God is for you. Who can be against you? I said, God is for you. Who can be against you? That was the word of God said. He said, What shall we then say to those things compared to the glory which will be revealed in us? If God be for us, who can be against us? Okay, but now that they come in, they think they're against us, they ain't against us. Cause who? He got us. Jesus got our bed. Amen. He said, he who spare not his own son, if God didn't spare his own son, you know, good way, hallelujah. God, he said, he spared his own son. The greatest gift of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, but deliver him up for us all. And how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? If he did it for his son, he's going to freely do it for us. Amen. Hallelujah. All he asks us to live a holy life. Amen. That's a holy life. Clean life. Sanctification. Clean life. You know, some people go out and try to find things. My God, my God. Well, them folks over there have more fun than y'all over here. Oh, no, they're not. They say everything look alike, ain't alike. I'm so glad that we learned that we have to be spiritual beings. In the spirit, hallelujah, God's going to keep us. He's going to keep us, hallelujah. He's going to continue to purge us, hallelujah. He's purging us, hallelujah. Each and every day of our life, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Spare not his only son. Hallelujah. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And that's 2 Peter 1, 3, and 7. Because Jesus paid it all at the cross. Provide proving our faith, even Christ and the cross, who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? If God, who justifies, who is he who condemns? No man can condemn you. He might try to. It is Christ who died, yet rather who is risen again. Even is at the right hand of God, who also make it an intercession for us. And I'm so glad we got a God making intercession for us. Who shall separate us from his love? You know, men, we are trying to separate you from God's love. But if you ever had anything, I say, anything to be spiritual in your life, truly, you ain't going to let nothing separate you from God. I'm talking about truly. I ain't talking about that pretend. I'm talking about the real thing. You ain't going to let nothing. Because if you find yourself entangled in something you know in God, man, you're going to go, hey, son, hallelujah. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Speaking of God, love, the believer, the love in Christ. Shall tribulation, where the Bible always said, Jesus said, in this world we're going to have tribulation. Because we have tribulation, don't let it separate us from his love. You just pray that God, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through, God, give me the strength to go through. God is too hard for me, but I know it's just right for you. Hallelujah. God will give us the strength. He said, or distress, or persecution, a family, a nakedness, a pearls, a sword. Hallelujah. We know if we in God, God's going to protect us against all outside influence, but not from ourselves. Because these are the things that we're going to be. We're going to have to come against these things. We come against these things daily. But we don't let it separate us. We don't let it separate us. Sometimes we go through things, we have to cry. We walk our eyes and keep on giving God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep on telling God we love you. Hallelujah. We keep on God telling God, God, this is too much for me, God. Oh, God, I thought I could bear it, but it's too much for me. I tell you, the Holy Spirit was interceding for you. Hallelujah. And things started getting better for you, and getting better for you, and getting better for you. I out the way I used it. God, I thank you. I thought I could make it, but you let me know. Hallelujah. Because of my faith, you brought me through. As it is written, and this is Psalm 44:22. He said, for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are killed all day long. And what he did at the cross. So most of the churches, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. The way of the world look at us. The way the world look at us. Hallelujah. It's got to kill us. Amen. Kill our influence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make us come to a place where we doubt. Hallelujah. Not so world. Not so world. Because I remember Jesus told his disciples he was in the world, but not of the world. Yes, we in the world. Hallelujah. We are sheep. Hallelujah. We surrounded with wolves. But baby, you're sheep. Hallelujah. You ain't got to worry about that wolf overriding us and overtaking us. Hallelujah. He said, nay. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. And whatever you go through, I tell you, God going to give us the victory. Hallelujah. We got the victory. Hallelujah. And the mighty of Christ through him who love us. We got victory. Hallelujah. He didn't say, like I said, he won't suffer because men don't want to suffer. They don't want to suffer. They're talking about. Hallelujah. No, it ain't the way God. If God did it, Jesus Christ, if he suffered, he told us to arm ourselves likewise. Everything he went through for us to show us that we got to go through the same thing. It's in the Word. It's in the Word. It's in the Word. All you do is get in the Word. It's in the Word. Hallelujah. And let the Word love upon you, and you begin to love upon the Word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, through him who loved us, I mean, the true love, he loved us enough to give his life, the true love. But I am persuaded. And Paul was persuaded. We might have a place like that. You know, maybe some of us ain't got to that place. Some of us have got to that place. Why is it that place that people say and do things to you down? You have overcame that. Why? Because God is engulfed in the Spirit. He said, but I am persuaded neither death nor life nor any dangers nor principality nor power not in prison not going to no baby separate me. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I said, when you get to that place, hallelujah, you stand so sure, hallelujah. God has rooted and ground us in his word, so hallelujah. He didn't tell us you won't shed no tears of him, hallelujah. He didn't tell you people would talk about you because they did him. Hey, everything that he went through, we got to go through too. He was talked about. He was persecuted. He was lying on. So who are we? We're his sheep. Hallelujah. We're his little sheep. But he let us know, hallelujah, that we get grounded in the word. As Brother Paul said, nothing will be able to separate us. He has brought us so far through so many things, things that really my mind can't apprehend it now. All I can say, he brought me. Hallelujah. All I can say, he kept me. My God, my Lord. I thank him. Thank him. I just thank him today for loving me so much when at times I didn't love myself. Things in life I was dealing with, I didn't love myself. But he loved me first. He let me know because he loved me. He put that whole love in my heart. I can love him, and I can love myself. I love myself. Hallelujah. Because I'm no longer the Millie I used to be. But it's God in me, the hope of glory. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad today. Today, because tomorrow is not promised. I'm so glad today. Hallelujah. I live the spiritual life because what he did up on the cross. And you can live the spiritual life. Living a life spiritual is a beautiful thing. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because the God we serve, he is a spiritual God. He put his spirit in us. Hallelujah. When we gave our life to him. Amen. And I'm so glad that he knows, he let me know that I'm walking in his spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he didn't promise us every day gonna be sunshine. He didn't promise us that. So if you're looking for sunshine, you better go somewhere else. Because in this spiritual life, we're going to be tested on every force. But we endure to the end. That's what he said. Come in and store it out. Got too rough for them, they turn to the loose. But he said, the one that endure to the end, he said, shall be saved. They shall be saved. Amen. Praise God. And I am finished today. Amen. That I just pray that someone that heard, amen, was really blessed through the word of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And right now we're gonna turn the further service over in the hands of Apostle Washington, Bishop James.
Yes, ma'am, we're here.
Okay, I'm finished.
All right. Thank you for the message, Apostle.
Amen.
And be safe. I know you got something that you have to do today.
Yes, sir.
And bless you. Bless you and your family.
Thank you.
God be all the glory, honor, and praise.
Yes, Lord.
If there's anyone who has heard this message, got anything from it, you should have, but you know, everybody's understanding is not the same. Some people, it takes them a while for something to come up on them, but the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you in all truth.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you've never been baptized and never accepted Jesus as your Savior, we're going to give you the opportunity to open up the doors of the church to you. And for those who have backslidden, we're asking you, as fellow brothers and sisters, to come back home. You know, God is beckoning for you. You know, hey, come on back home. You know, because he sees us from far off. He knows. You know, he knows. And we don't need to be in the pig pen to realize, hey, we should stay in our Father's house. Going back to the filth that you're in, you don't need to do that. So if you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, this is your opportunity. The Word of God says, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and whoever should believe in him should not perish, but have life everlasting. And
amen.
That's Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank God for sending his only begotten Son to suffer and die on our behalf. He suffered all the pains of the world on our behalf. He didn't sin. He was made sin to go in our place because we weren't worthy. We were not worthy. We're still not worthy. Only Jesus is worthy. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now, if you say the confession, which it comes in the book of Romans, chapter 10, beginning at verse 8 and 9. And the word of God says, so what does it say? It says that the word is near you. It's in your mouth, the word that we preach each and every day. And verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus has died for your sins and truly believe it in your heart. Now, you can see, don't just say it, believe it. Say it and believe it. You must repent, receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And you will be saved. The word says you shall be saved. If you said, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, that he died for my sins and that God raised him from the dead. If you've made that confession, you are saved. But you must stick to that confession and repent what you were doing, saying, who you were with. If you were shacking up with somebody, as we see in common terms today, you just got to break that relationship off. And maybe you really love that person loves you. If they really love you and they love God and you love God, then you'll separate.
Amen.
Until you could get married. You know?
Amen.
You don't need to live in fornication. You don't need to do that. It's a sin. And like I said, our lives have sins in them every day. We don't have to add to it.
Hmm.
So if that's the case, you know, if you're like I was, stuck on stupid with alcohol, every day I had to drink, you know, you don't need to do these things. It just alters your mind. You know, there's a lot of things that I did that I probably wouldn't have if I hadn't been drinking alcohol. You know, so God didn't say we couldn't drink alcohol. He just said don't get drunk because it alters your mind. So if you're stuck on just I have to drink, then you got a problem. Eliminate that problem. And the problem solver is Jesus Christ. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. You know, there's no other way to heaven anyway. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Well, your next step is to be baptized. And if you go to the book of Acts, it tells you exactly how the apostles did it. As Peter said to the multitude of people, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Remember what I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall be saved. But you're already saved when you made that confession. Sometimes people don't have a chance. They're about to die. They accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and before they can be put in the water, which is an outward sign, you know, they may cross over. But at least you're saved. And even Jesus was baptized. John the Baptist baptized Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus insisted that he would baptize him.
Yes.
It's outward sign that we're with the Lord Jesus Christ now. Now, if you have children and they're, you know, understanding, you know, like, I don't know, they used to say the age of reason was 8 years old. Well, some kids understand a lot of things way before 8 years old. Talk to your children. Read the word to them. Let them read the word to you. By doing so, we'll all get better understanding of God's word. And if you don't understand something, and you're all alone, you're never alone because God is always with us. But if there's no one else in the house or wherever you are, ask God, Holy Spirit, I need you to interpret to me exactly what you're saying here. You may have an old King James Bible and some of the words in it, it's like the old English translation, so it's very difficult for you to understand. But just keep reading that same paragraph over and over. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In the book that Paul wrote to the people of Ephesus, and Philippi. You know, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
If you go to the book of Revelation, and you read from the Revelation 1 to Revelation chapter 22, you'll find that the other 65 books is all in that Revelation book.
Amen.
The whole thing is there, life and life, more abundant. God wanted us. He wanted a family. And now he's got one. And I know in my heart that God is going to cause something to frighten people to the point where they have to. They just have to accept him as their Savior. You know, they're going to feel so obligated they can't avoid it. God bless each and every one of you. And take care of yourself and your family. Invite people to your baptism, whenever that might be. Usually it's on the Sunday after services or during the services in some churches. But at any rate, just be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, just as the apostles did. Hallelujah. Wear your mask. Be careful out there during this holiday season and every day, whatever season it is, because the world is turned upside down.
Yes,
the enemy has fired up his furnace a little hotter.
Yes,
he knows he's going to get a lot of souls.
Yes, he has.
Got to have room to burn them up. The thing about it is they don't disintegrate.
My.
You know, they just burn and burn and burn continuously.
Yes.
Don't get caught in that number.
That's right.
Repent. Remember, the key is to repent. Repent, repent, repent. God bless you. God bless your family. Hallelujah. And take care of yourself and happy holidays to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And Apostle Calendar, if you're available, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Apostle Millie, for that word.
Thank you.
What a sweet, anointed word, full
thank
of
you,
the honey of the Lord. We thank God for that and how you elaborate by the Holy Spirit.
Thank
it
you.
Was your word. I just ask the Lord right now to just continue to watch over you as you go forth through this day. And assist
thank
your
you,
sister, that the Lord be your help.
Yes.
He'll be your help.
Yeah.
He'll be your guide. He'll be your
yes.
He'll be your path. He'll be everything that you
yes.
want him to be.
Hallelujah.
According to his word, he will be that.
That's right.
That's what he said. According to his word. And be
mm-hmm.
free that he go before you. You know, and that he watch over everything that you do. Lord Jesus, this day. And that he give you the favor that you require from him. You know, the favor that glorifies him this day.
Yes.
I tell the word was sweet, and I was thinking about that, you know, and as I wrote down one thing here that I was dealing with some other situation, you know, when you said it in a word, when you decide to walk in the Spirit, you make a decision to walk in the Spirit, it's not always going to be easy. You know,
that's right.
You're going to have trials and tribulations. You talked that. You said that,
mm-hmm.
and it's a word. Jesus told us that because a lot of people
that's
think
right.
that because they're walking in the Spirit and they're not going to have some trouble. So I'm following the word. I'm following the blueprint that he gave me, you know, and I pray when I wake up in the morning. I pray before I go down. I pray through the day. Walking through the day
mm-hmm.
in prayer, I still have situations. You know, we
that's
have
right.
one that we're dealing with here. The financial situation we're dealing with. And I just had to tell the Lord this morning, I said, Lord, you know, I turn this over into your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes if you, this is a part of walking in the Spirit. If you don't turn stuff over into the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will find yourself stepping into the flesh. You hear
yes,
what I'm telling you? You'll find yourself
yes,
stepping into the flesh. That's why we got to turn things over into the hand of the Lord. He told us to cast all our cares upon him, for he cared for us. And the enemy will put tests on us, because God don't test nobody. The Bible says he cannot test a person. He don't test you, but he allow you to be tested. And the enemy will bring tests on us that we will find ourselves don't want to turn to God. We just go into the flesh. But I tell you, and yesterday this problem came up. I just shared this because the Lord want me to put it in the atmosphere while we have some time to record. Hallelujah. Because sometimes I find that a lot of times we don't share, and then when we start to share, it's after the recording, and we get so much from the Holy Spirit, but nobody don't get to share it. Nobody don't get to eat at that table when we're elaborating with each other, when we're spending time with each other. And that's why this is the whole key to sharing what the Lord has put on our hearts so that other people can gain from it. Well, yesterday I had a lady call me. She owed me several thousands of dollars, okay? And I'm just sharing this with you because you're my family. Even if you don't feel it or not, I'm telling you, this is the way I feel. You're my family. I can share stuff with you. Well, she caught me with a whole bunch of stuff. You know, a lot of people that do that stuff, when it comes to paying you, they find all type of excuse not to pay you your money. Well, I'm just going to tell you what happened to me yesterday. That in my flesh, I just lost it. I'm telling you the truth. I lost it in the flesh. And I didn't curse or anything like that, but I got angry. I mean, my spirit was angry. And I'm just telling you. I was angry. My spirit was angry, angry, angry. And I had to repent. Ask the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm so sorry that I allowed this woman to take me into this place that I never want to go. You understand?
Amen.
Thank God that I was home. Thank God that I was home and she was home. You understand? Mm-hmm. Because if I was up, something else could have happened. You know? So I said, thank God. God just showed me that I'm still flesh. He showed me this, Apostle. He showed me, yes, this is what he showed me. He said, you got my word, but you're still flesh. And this is what and I thank you for that word this morning, woman of God. I tell you, it brings tears to my eyes. I said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you even for when I need what I need. To continue growing, you give me what I need. You allow me to know that I'm still fresh. And there's still weakness inside of me that needs to be fixed. I had to call that woman, but I didn't get to call her this morning. I had to send her a long text message this morning and apologize to her. I said, if you don't want to pay me, it's okay. Because God told me that the battle is not mine. It's his here to fight my battle. I said, if you don't want to pay me, I'm not going to fuss for you anymore. I told her, I'm not going to fuss for you anymore. And I mean what I say, Apostle. I said, I'm not going to fuss for you anymore. And then you give me this word. Then you give me this word. And there's so much that I got, but this is what God got me this morning. Learning to be spiritually, to be a spiritual being. I wrote that down.
Yeah.
I wrote that down. You may not even remember it. Then the Holy Spirit gives to you. But that was for me. I wrote it down on my paper, in my book, in my notebook. Learning to be a spiritual being. And what the Lord said to me, learning to be a spiritual being is not easy. He said, learning, this is what he said to me. He said, learning to be a spiritual being is a work. It's a whole work in itself. It just don't happen overnight. He said, you could be in this thing for 50, 60 years and still be learning to be a spiritual being. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
And this took me to a place. I tell you, Apostle, I feel it cutting my spirit. It took me to a place in the Lord that my spirit came completely alive. It came completely alive on that one word from the Lord. My spirit came completely alive. And then the Lord told me, he says, it's not about money. He said, people will hold you in, they will hold you in bondage because of money. Don't allow them to. Because no money can enter into heaven. He said, no earthly coins. Listen to what the Lord said. He said, my son, Jesus, He said, no earthly coins can enter into heaven.
Amen.
And I told her, if you choose to pay me, it's up to you. I said, but I've turned this over to the Lord. And your conscience will speak to you. Your conscience, I'm talking about $7,000. I'm not talking about $2. And I let it go. You hear what I said? And God spoke to me through his word. Apostle, I praise. I thank God for this word.
Thank you, Lord.
If I'd never be excited about a word, I've been excited about this word the Lord gave me this morning. Learning to be a spiritual being. Not one word in the whole sermon. Cut my heart open. That one word. You don't need a lot of words. You just need one word from the Lord. Just one word.
That's right.
Just one word to draw you close.
Amen.
Just one word to draw you close to him.
Amen.
That's all you need. I'm in the kitchen making some tea, but I'm weeping. I'm weeping because I heard the Lord spoke to me this morning. I heard his voice. And that's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a lot. People can elaborate and they can give you the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation, but all you need is one word. That's all you need. One word. And that's what I need
today. One word from you.
Because, you know, I don't focus on money. I don't really focus on money. But I was thinking of, I've worked for this money already. So many people that I want to bless. Because you can give them the word of God. But, you know, when you give them the food that they really need, the first spiritual food, you know, when Jesus was evangelizing, the apostles told us, look, just let the people go. They'll be with us all day long. They'll follow Jesus and the apostles wherever they go, wherever they went. But Jesus said, not so. They're hungry. So one of the disciples said, what can we do? We only got 200 denarii, and that's not enough to buy food for them. And Jesus looked around and saw a little boy with a couple of loaves and some fish. And he said, look, get them down in 50s. Why? Because it's so important to feed the people, to give to the people of God, to the even those that don't know Jesus, how they will come to know Jesus, because they said, this man of God is truly a representative. This woman is truly a representative of Jesus Christ. Don't even know us. He's giving us money, giving us food. And I would say, I tell one, tell the pastor, I said, look, I'm going to send you some money as soon as I get this money this week. And then the woman started to play games with me. And the Lord will work it out. It shows my name is David Cowell. The Lord will work it out. The Lord will work it out. He'll work it out. But I thank you. I just want to thank you. Apostle, I just want to thank you for that word. I mean, somebody may not hear all that they want to hear, but I heard what I needed to hear. Just that one word. Just that one word.
That's right.
Just that one word. Just that one word. This whole sermon was a blessed sermon. I just want to tell you that. I'm not knocking the sermon in any way. It was just because God's word, you can't knock. They say you can't refute God's word. God's word is pure. You know, in Psalm 18, that David said they tried the word. He was talking about Jesus. He said they tried the word and they could find no fault. And he couldn't find no fault. Upon his pilot tried him. In the judgment hall, he said, I can find no fault in him. He's a living word. He can find no fault in him. He's pure. So, but, you know, the Lord gave us that word, that one word. Some people want to hear the whole Bible. You don't need a Bible. You need a whole Bible. You need to have the whole Bible in you if it's possible, but all you need is one word. That's all you need. Not the whole Bible.
One word.
Just one word. One word to change your life.
Yes.
One word, and that's what you did for me this morning. So I just want to bless the Lord for you, thank the Lord for you, you know. And
thank the Lord.
And I thank the Lord how we are doing it, how we have done it here on Blog Talk Radio from 2010, getting ready to step into 2020, and how the Lord has blessed all of us to preach and teach different. I say that all
Amen.
The time, you know.
That's right.
He has blessed us to be. And I've seen this without equivocation. He blessed us to be the body of Christ. Because the body of Christ is many members.
That's right.
Many members.
That's right.
And they all have their rightful position, rightful place, and rightful administration. They got their rightful job to play in the body. You know, that's why everybody does something that's different. People that say, well, you don't preach like me, you don't preach like her. Not about that. It's not about that. It's doing your part in the body. Your part.
That's right.
Your part. I know my fingers don't do what my toes does. But I tell you, toes does exactly what it's supposed to do. And my eyes don't do what my ears does. But my eyes do exactly what it's called to do. It's part of the body.
Amen.
All come together and does what the body's supposed to do. So I just want to thank you. I'm not going to take all the time because, you know, we as preachers, when we get to talk and the Holy Ghost hit us, we can go on and go on and go on. I just want to tell you thank you for the word that you gave me this morning that made my eyes water and make my nose run. I tell you, it made my heart jump. I said, did everything. It did everything for me this morning. If you don't do any more, I just want to tell you thank you just for today. Just for today. Because what you gave me will help me to make it into the rest of the day. Thank you so much, woman of God. Bless you. God bless you. I'm finished. I'm finished. I put my two pennies in. And bless the Lord for touching me this morning by his door. Thank you so much. The line is open. The line is open for anyone want to encourage this woman of God. You can come on in now and encourage her. I'm going back on mute.
Okay.
Father Grant, are you on the line?
Mother Grant, not on the line. Bishop, she's not on the line.
Okay. Anybody else on the line? That's a comment.
Yeah, there's people on the line. Apostle on the line. Deacon on the line. Sister on the line.
Really? Anybody want to encourage the woman of God?
Amen.
Go ahead.
Oh, Jesus, thank you. The line is open. Come on in. We don't want to close the line if somebody has a thought. Come on in. Because the apostle got to go. She got to go and take care of some business. The line is open.
Amen. Amen. Pray the Lord. Pray the Lord, apostle. Pray the Lord.
Pray the Lord.
Pray the Lord. Pray the Lord. Woman of God, we just want to thank God for this beautiful day. We thank God for what he, thank God for this wonderful day. We thank God that what he's about to bring. We thank God he blesses, he's keeping us. He give help and strength in our body. We just thank the Lord. He blesses us through Christmas holiday. But every day after Christmas, he's going to continue to bless us through 2022. Everything that's coming new for the 2022. Things are going to it's going to happen in 2022. But we just thank the Lord. We just thank the Lord for saying what has been said. I thank God for what the word has received on today. And I just really enjoy what I heard on today. I just really, truly was blessed by the word of God. I really, truly, truly enjoyed it. On the word, what it saying, what has been said. I just truly thank God. So he can do some things. He going to do the rest. But thank God what the woman of God was in you, woman of God, and let God continue to use you. And regardless of what, who don't want to hear the truth. See, that's what's wrong. We think everything are too long. We think, as you were saying, too, that we think, it don't take all that, but I tell you what, it does take all that. It take all that to praise the Lord. It take all that to praise God. It take all that to praise the Lord. It take all give God a praise. Yes, it does take all that praise God. They don't bother to pray, but they don't want nobody to hear. They don't understand what they think they're tired of folks being holy and all that. But for what will don't take all that. It don't take all that to be ignorant. I'm just gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be real with y'all on that. That's what it don't take. But it takes all that to praise the Lord. Yes, it does take all that. It takes all that to praise the Lord. But I'm going to praise him. To he says, so I'm going to keep praising. No matter what, who I want to hear, we got to keep on praising the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Hello? Can anyone hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, because I don't hang up. I don't hang up three times and call back because it looks like y'all can hear me. Anyway, good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
God bless you all. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you.
Blessing to you. Blessing to everybody on the line. And happy holiday. My reading is saying honesty. Praise the Lord. Honesty. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not deceive one another. Leviticus 19:11. Am I still to forget, O wicked house, your ill-forgotten treasure and the short which is accused, accursed? Shall I quit or quit a man with honesty scale? Did a bag of false weight a rich man of violence? A people are liars, and their tongues speak deceitfully. Malachi 6:10-12. Do not use dishonest standards when measuring length, weight, or quality. Leviticus 19:35. The Lord of dishonest scale, but assures weight are his delight. Proverbs 11:1.
Wow.
You must have accurate and honesty weight and measure so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. For the Lord your God detests anyone who do these things, anyone who deals dishonesty. Deuteronomy 25:15-16. The wicked bow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Proverbs 37:21. And that in this matter, no one shall wrong his brother or take advantage of him. The Lord will punish men for all such sins as we have always tell you and warn you, for God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. 1 Thessalonians 4:6-7. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practice and have put on your new self, which is being renewed in knowledge and in image of its creator.
Wow.
Colossians 3:9-10. Do not withhold goods from those who deserve it. When it is in your power to act. Proverbs 3:26. If you sell land to one of your countrymen or buy any from him, do not take advantage of each other. Leviticus 25:14. Do not take advantage of each other, but fear your God. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 25:17.
Mm-hmm.
He who walk righteously and speak what is right, he who reject gain from extortion and keep his hands from accepting bids, who stop his ears against plot of murders and shut his eyes against compelling evil. This is the man who will dwell on the heights. Those refugees will be Mount Fortune. His bread will be supply and water will not fail him. Isaiah 35:15-16. Better is little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. Proverbs 16:8. And may God add his blessing to his word. Amen.
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 Thank you, Mother Grant. Thank you. Beautiful. Amen. Right on time with the message, as usual. Right on time.
All right. Amen.
Amen. Good to hear your voice today.
Well, the head's yours, huh? Yeah, we.
It's the Lord. Okay, Deacon, while you finish. Deacon, while you finish. Yeah.
Pastor James.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, we're getting ready to go.
Okay. All right.
Be
safe. And
thank you. Thank you.
I know you're going now with your sister, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, yes.
I get good news today.
I'll hope good for
I feel the Holy Spirit saying that you're going to get good news.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have faith in him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who else do we go to but Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah? All right.
Nobody but
you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our healing.
Yes,
I can't remember. Gia. I can't remember her name.
Her name is Janice.
Janice. Janice. Yes.
That's right. Janice.
Yes. Okay. Well, shall I say God bless her?
I sure will.
And me and Apostle Bo. Well, all of us here at Block Radio.
Yes, I tell her that all the time.
To come through.
Yes, Lord.
And do well.
Amen.
Be healed. So she
Amen.
Yeah, a living testimony for the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else? Anyone else? You be careful. Be safe now.
Okay, Apostle. Yeah. Okay.
If you have a Apostle Stewart, if you have any comments, come forward, please, sir. I'll hear your voice this morning. We know we're going to get some knowledge, some more knowledge. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Anybody else on the line?
Okay.
You still on the line, Apostle Melly?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Could hear you talking to your sister, so.
Yeah, I would ask her to be there.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyone who has received Jesus as their Savior today, if you want to, you know, come forward and say, you know, well, I received the Lord Jesus as my Savior today. Hallelujah. Be glad to hear your voice.
Amen. Yeah.
And.
This will be calling in. Yeah. Okay, I was ministering. I couldn't get off. Okay, Bishop, I'm going to have to go now, okay? I love you all, and I'll get in church with y'all later.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Anyone else?
All right, Bishop, you can go ahead and pray and close out. Apostle Stewart dropped off, and Deacon says he's got a sharp fuse today, so just go ahead and pray and close out. Thank you, Mother Grant, for the word. Our word was right on point. It was right to what we have heard in the word today. So we thank God for that, for allowing you to bring a word.
Amen.
Today.
God bless you.
And you as well. Excuse me. Bishop, close this out, please. And Apostle Claire will be bringing the word tomorrow. And she got a good word tomorrow, too. Very good, strong word. Okay. So go ahead. Close this up. Thank you, Bishop.
You're welcome. God be all honor, glory, and praise. Now, as we depart one from another, we ask the Lord to watch over us and our families and friends, our neighborhoods, our country. You know, we never know from day to day when one of these radical countries might decide, hey, we're going to attack them. No, but we have the power of the living God to protect us. We have the power, living God to protect us. And we honor the Lord God Almighty. We don't bow down to rats and cows and elephants and all kinds of animals. You know, don't do this. Only to Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless us one and all. Everyone, be safe. Keep your mask on. Like I say all the time, keep your mask. It's our first line of defense against these viruses. You know, we can help each other by helping each other by wearing a mask. Because if I don't wear mine and somebody gives it to me and I give it to somebody else, it's just going to be passed on. We're getting like 10,000-15,000 a day contracting this virus. One of the four different strains. And we got to get rid of this. We got to get rid of it. And the only way is through prayer. Pray for everyone. Everyone. Be conscious of what's going on around you. And please, 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 take yourself, wear the mask, take the medicines that they ask you, to tell you to take, zinc, echinacea, different kinds of medications, Tylenols, aspirins, stuff like that. And I think it's magnesium or something another. Just whatever they tell you to take, take it. You know, I don't think you have to take that shot, personally. I don't. Yeah, but it's going to be mandatory everywhere. You know, if you wanna travel, you have to have the shot. Yeah. But if you don't have to travel, don't go. Don't just make an unnecessary trip. You don't have to. Some people are, I won't get it. You don't know what you're going to get. And I pray you don't get anything. Keep the faith that you want, and you won't get it. God bless each and every one of you. May God bless us and sustain us throughout the rest of this day and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Good day to everyone.
Good day to you all. Love you so much. Remember, God loved you more. Talk to you all later. God bless. Bye-bye.
I got that package, Apostle.
Thank you. So grateful. Glad that
you
got it. Thanks.
Thank you.